Hey, everybody, Miles.
Hey, Miles, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing all right, you know. I'm awful busy, but other than that, you know.
Yeah, doing your hair, your nails.
My hair, my nails. I'm going to try something. We have a special guest. I'm gonna hang up on our special guest and call him back, so maybe that will help out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. I just hung up on him. And now I will call him back.
And this will work perfectly.
And it'll work perfectly, yeah. So we can see if our special guest will be there. Maybe, maybe not. Let's see. Oh! It's connected, but I don't think that he can still speak. Special guest, if you can hear me, type something in. There you are.
Like Ouija board or something.
Yeah, that's what I said. This is like one of those ghost shows.
Grandpa Lament, if you can hear us.
I know that you were molested.
It says I have to go to settings.
Yeah, go to settings.
Settings. So we're going to guide your ghost grandpa.
And I did a no mic access. Oh, my goodness. What kind of machine do you have?
Piece of crap.
It says you can't do video calls. It tells me on this end.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Hmm.
Well, just type in your questions.
As we go along, we'll just answer them.
Yeah, we'll just answer them as we go. Just type them in. I can see, just type them in like you have been. And we'll record and we'll talk and we'll answer your questions and we'll go from there.
This is Bob's late grandfather from the grave, right? So.
I have a story about that, believe it or not.
Oh, here we go.
You made mention of that. You want me to tell you the scary story?
I would love to hear your scary story.
Well, it was scary to me at the time, but I don't know if it was scary in general. But all right, so my grandfather. Oh, I got a message here. Can I just call on my phone? No, but I can call you. You, baby.
Listening to static radio.
So anyway.
Okay.
My grandfather passed away in 1979.
Wow.
And I have a phone number here. I will not read it out loud.
I forgot his number, so we all.
I'm not going to.
Come on.
So anyway, he passed away.
Right.
And I gotta add another call in here. What do I gotta do here? What's a guy gotta do around here to get a drink? Let's see. I don't wanna hang up on you.
1999 by two budding. Stop that.
Hey, I'm going to try to call here. Hold on a second.
I'll just...
Hello?
Hello, Manny.
Yes?
It's Bob. Hold on, I'm going to add Miles here. Miles, are you there? Miles. Oh gosh, hold on. Hello, Miles? I'm hanging up on you. I'm hanging up. Miles?
Yes.
I'm hanging up on you and I'm gonna go back to Manny. Hold on. All right, you still there, Manny?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right, I'm trying to get Miles hooked in here. Hold on a second.
I don't know what was wrong. I couldn't get my speaker to go.
There, let's try to add Miles to the phone call. Here we go. There, Miles, are you there?
Hello, Walls.
We're all together now. All right, so I was telling this story, Manny. By the way, Manny's our special guest. Can you hear me, Miles?
Yeah, I as well, but yes.
All right, so we got Manny, we got Miles. My grandfather died in 1979, Manny.
Whoa.
So anyway, this is a scary story. So one of the things I got when, you know, whenever your grandparents die, my grandmother wanted me to have something of his, right? And so she gave me his stereo, which was a pretty nice stereo back in 1979. So I got his stereo.
Was it one of those ones that has all the different components?
Well, no, it was actually, it was an early version of a fairly compact, you know, record player / AM/FM receiver kind of deal. And it was pretty expensive at the time, you know, solid state back in those days. Are you still with us, Miles? I don't hear you, Brandon.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on video.
Oh, yeah, I see you there.
I'm undressing as I'm listening to this.
Yeah, part. Okay. I don't think that's appropriate. So anyway, I get this stereo, and I have it in my room, and I use it, you know. It's a good stereo. And probably about 2 or 3 months into having this stereo, right, in the middle of the night, at like, I have no idea, 2 a.m. or something like that, I get awoken to the stereo playing static.
No.
Yes, this is a true story. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I get awoken to this thing playing, you know, it's just like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get out of bed and I go over to it and I'm like, what the hell's going on? You know, this thing has been turned off. I hit the switch. It doesn't affect it. It's still playing this noise.
Wow.
And then it finally goes out after like a minute or whatever. And I'm like, well, that was weird. And I go to bed and I wake up in the morning and it doesn't work anymore.
Wow.
So that was my my last contact with my grandfather after he passed away. So
wow,
isn't that weird?
Wasn't like his birthday or nothing, was it?
No, it wasn't his birthday or anything. But it was just it was fairly new. It was not an old kind of thing. It was a solid state kind of thing, and should have kept working. Oh, I think we lost Manny.
I think we did.
I'll call him back.
Gone.
I'm calling again here, so we'll get him back on. Apparently, my grandfather doesn't like you, apparently. So.
No, I got disconnected.
You got disconnected, so I'm just saying. Oh, geez, I'm looking at Pruitt Taylor Vents over here.
Might have been your grandfather.
Yeah, he might have cut you off. He didn't. He says, oh, you don't need me talking to that guy. Click.
I just heard static.
See? All these years later. But no, that's a true story. I was probably, gosh, how old was I? I wasn't very old. I was like 11 or something like that when all that transpired, something like that.
Wow.
So,
weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It's a very spooky kind of thing. But the weird thing was at the time it was happening, didn't bother me a bit until I woke up the next morning and then I'm like all freaked out, so.
Yeah, I could imagine. Well, you were probably like dazed from sleeping, you know.
Yeah, probably. So, what brings you to us tonight, Manny the Mailman?
Well, I'm going to be making a train ride out to the Midwest.
Are you seriously going to ride the train?
Yeah, we're taking the train out.
Wow.
me and my son Mike, excuse me, I'm out in my yard, by the way, and you can hear airplanes going by if you hear that noise.
Oh, okay. But, I don't hear it.
We're like right near an airport. But yeah, we're coming out to where our final destination is Chicago, but then we're going to be traveling around from there. But so,
where are you going to go from there? You're going to go to Chicago and what other point? Omaha?
We're going up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to see a bowl game in Milwaukee.
Gotcha.
And don't know from there. We were thinking about going to St. Louis, but it's kind of a big ride, as you know, right?
Yeah, it's a little, well, if you're in Chicago, it's not so bad, but if you're going to Milwaukee, it's pretty bad.
Milwaukee to Chicago is 80 miles, but from you to Milwaukee would be, according to what I read, at least. I don't know. That could be wrong, but...
Well, it'd be about, let me think.
As the crow flies.
3.5 hours. Well, 3.5 hours if you drive it.
From Chicago to St. Louis?
Yeah, to Chicago. About 3.5-4 hours, something like that.
Well, that's not too bad. I don't know how my son with me. He drives, maybe. Maybe I will still come.
Oh, hey,
we're trying to get to as many ball games as we can. We got 3 on the schedule right now, plus some sightseeing. But I got a call from that famous podcaster, Smidge Kirtleben.
Oh, yeah, that's Miles' favorite podcaster.
From the Gunkcast. And he is having a podcaster get-together at his house on Saturday, I think it's the 23rd. So.
Oh, the 23rd.
We invite. Yeah, 22nd or 23rd. That's the day I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving until like 10 at night. So.
Okay.
So he invited Miles.
He'll be all drunk and everything.
We figured we'd try and invite Bob.
Yeah, I don't know if I can make it up to Chicago on that. I don't know what's going to be happening at the moment, so.
I know you. I hear you're very busy.
That's what I was told tonight. So yeah.
I heard last week's show, and I sort of have an idea what the busyness was about, but.
Yeah. No, I don't know where we're going to be at that point. So yeah, I may be pretty busy, so I don't think that I can break away. Although it would have been, I'm not one to leave the house too much, so it may have been possible, but if that hadn't happened, so. But,
maybe we could Skype in with you if I get my microphone.
Definitely. Were you calling on your phone to get to Skype?
Yeah, I'm on my iPhone right now.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I know how, if you're on your iPhone, I know how you can do that. You go into your settings, and then you go into your permissions, and then you tell it to
live. Oh, okay, I have to go on my iPhone settings.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
But don't worry about it now. Yeah, we'll just stick with this. Miles, are you still there? I can't hear you.
I'm here. I'm just thinking of things to do to destroy Smidge's house when I get there.
Well, I think the first stop for you will be the bathroom. That's just my guess.
I want to fog it.
Yeah. Oh, you want to fog his house? Oh,
I want to have it overflowing.
He just remodeled his bathroom, too, so it'll probably be fun for you to destroy it, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do an upper deck.
He just did a patio because he had a flat Manny. Picture when he was doing his patio, so we have a lot of places to destroy.
Yeah. What's an upper deck, Miles?
An upper decker?
Yeah, what's that?
That's where you take like the top lid off the toilet and you crap in there. You put the lid back.
I've never heard it called that, but I've actually known somebody who did that. In high school, this guy did that in shop class. We had our own bathroom, and he crapped in the top of the toilet. It was gross.
Now that you said that, Miles, I could do it at Smidge's house, and you'd get blamed.
Yes.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's a big plumbing bill. That's a big plumbing bill, that one.
You just have to go get the cat litter scoop and take care of it.
Yeah.
But that was my reason for busting in on your show.
I wish that it would work out better. If you do decide to come down and see the new Busch Stadium, because there is a new one, so...
That's the old one, so I don't know if that... I think I might have to get to the new one for it to count.
Right, because it's all new. It's all new.
I'm actually on a quest to get to every baseball stadium in the country.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm up to 19 after this trip. I'll have 19 of them already.
How many are there all together?
30.
Oh, really? Wow. So you're well on your way. Well, you ought to come down if you're in the area. If only 80 miles from Chicago to Milwaukee, you should just truck on down to... You can take the mega bus for $1.
To St. Louis?
Yeah, from Chicago. You ever heard of the mega bus? I'm serious.
I think we have them by us too. They go like up the East Coast.
Yeah.
They're usually like Chinese, like 80-year-old Chinese guys driving it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a death trap, but if you make a good run, it's cheap.
Oh.
Well, actually, what you could do is you go see Smidge, and then have Miles bring you down to the Missouri border.
Okay.
And then I'll try to get up and catch you at the Missouri border and bring you down to St. Louis. But then you got to find your way home from there.
I'll get the mega bus from there.
I don't know what you're going to do to get home.
Well, I'm going to have a rental car, so I could.
Oh, you're going to have a car? Oh, okay. I thought you were on the train.
Well, once we get there, I figured we need something to get around. So, and I got unlimited mileage, so I don't know.
Well, it's about 4 hours from Chicago, like O'Hare, down to the downtown St. Louis.
Yeah, I was there like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was the old stadium then, and I was at one of my conventions, so I was there already, but I would like to bring my son to see the arch and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's all new now. It's all new, and it's terrible as far as... I don't know. We went because my son wanted to go, and we got free tickets. And we were up in the nosebleeds, and I swear I was like sitting on over and in front of the person below me. You know what I mean? It was
really?
Like that. It was like that. It was like. Have you ever been to the Kansas City Stadium, the Royals?
No.
Royals.
That's on my list.
Oh, really? Well, see, you guys should just come down to St. Louis, and then it's about another 4 hours to get to Royal Stadium from St. Louis. And you can go there and basically kill yourself, because the thing is the craziest looking stadium. I've never been in it. I've stayed at the hotel across the street where I could look into it while the ball game was going on. And it curves. It looks like a ball glove. Right, that's the shape of it, and it curves at the top to where it looks like you're sitting, like you're leaning over on the top rows. It's just crazy looking.
Oof.
Yeah, if you get the cheap seats.
Now, Miles, you alive? I'm listening to Bob's story here.
And now I've been to Arrowhead Stadium, which is right next door for the Chiefs, and I was in the swanky club area. It was really, really nice, so...
Yeah, we were supposed to go there last year, me and a buddy of mine, and it never came about. His friend has some kind of fancy restaurant out there that was on one of those Food Network shows, and we were going to go see him and go to a game, and it never happened. But that might be one of the tougher ones for me to see, because it's sort of like, to just go for that, it would be kind of tough. Before I die, I'll get the whole 30.
I mean, it's not that far. You just drive down, hit game, drive. When do you got to be back in New Jersey?
We're leaving that Saturday, the Smidge party night. We're leaving at like 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
And it's like something like a 15 or 16 hour train ride.
Yeah.
My son had said to me, he goes, the only train he ever took was like just a quick train that goes from New Jersey to New York. So he goes, oh, I'd like to take a long train ride. So
I heard it's interesting. Are you going to take a train back then? Is that the idea?
Yeah, we got a train both ways.
So you're going back out of Chicago?
Yeah, we're like I said, we're leaving Saturday the 17th at like 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night, and we get there at like 10 or 11 in the morning. Maybe we leave early. I think we leave 3 or 4 on the day we leave, and then we get there at 10 in the morning, and then we're leaving at night 10:30, and we get home at like 6:30 or 7 in the afternoon the next day.
Wow, okay.
Then I have to go to work that Monday, so I hope hope there's no delay.
Oh, I thought maybe you were doing a whole, like a week or something.
Well, we are. We're going to be there from we're going to be there from sun, from Monday to Saturday.
Oh, well, heck, then you should just go all the way to Kansas City. It won't be that far.
It's just a couple hours.
I don't know. From Chicago, how far is that?
8 hours.
Oh.
Eight hours is straight driving if you don't get out of the car. I'm trying to make your dreams happen.
I might do the 4 hours to St. Louis if we, because we got like 6 days, and I've been to Chicago 4 times already, so I just want to, you know, I've seen a lot of the stuff, but I want my son to see some of it. This is his, you know, this is more like a trip for him. He had a rough year this year with his leg broken. He broke his leg over the winter. He was like pulled up in the house for like 4 months. So
yeah,
I told him I'd take him out on a special vacation.
Nice.
Well, you guys ought to come down at least, and then you can go to the game, and then, I mean, if you want to see the arch, I guess you can. It's, you know, it's still there.
Well, you stop by Peoria.
I did it myself. I don't, you know.
It drives me crazy going up in the arch because of those little eggs, those little egg elevators. Yeah. That's a little much for me.
Yeah, we did it, but I do that. So if you can't make Smidget thing, and I did do that, I will let you know.
Yeah, tell me if you're around.
And find you somewhere over there.
Oh yeah, I'll be around, more than likely. I can't commit to anything. I'm a non-committal.
Hey, can you make it up to Peoria?
Who's in Peoria?
Miles in a strip club.
Yeah, Big Al's. We go up to Big Al's, you know.
Is that where your sister's house is?
God, I hope not.
That's where his sister works.
Yeah, I hope not. God, no. I'm certainly sick of myself. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about a strip club. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah.
My old sister was a fan of mine. That's Flat Manny. I can't be talking like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're being mean.
Just saying, you know, there's not much to see in Illinois, you know.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff to see in Illinois.
Well, how strict are they with proofing? Because my son's only 20.
That's old enough. You only got to be 18.
Oh, we used to sneak into bars in Aurora all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's 20, but he could pass by. He's got a little beard going, so we could probably get him in.
He'd be fine.
Yeah.
All right, I'll bring single.
They'll be so distracted with Miles and his little paper doll, they won't know what to do.
Please hold my paper doll.
They'll be like, this guy okay, you know?
What about your boobies?
Oh,
now, Miles told me that he tried to reach out to some of our famous friends, right, to see if they were going to be appearing, right, Miles?
Yes, I was trying to a couple models that we enjoy, and they've not gotten back to me, so...
They haven't? You haven't heard from
Nikki's
them?
Nikki's not in town.
Yeah.
She's working on a show or something.
Yeah, she lives right up by Smidge's house, too.
Yeah.
About Aubrey, she don't bartend over there anymore? She used to bartend in Chicago.
Aubrey, I used to bartend, yes.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the place, but
that was my reason for the call. I was just giving you, because I told Miles I wanted to invite Bob, and he said he'll never come.
Oh, we'll see. There you go. Thanks, Miles.
You're fabulous. So I said, we'll never get him.
So I said I'll call him in person and ask. But
Well, I never commit to anything. It's a wonder I ever got married, to be honest with you, but. I can't say yes or no. If you come to St. Louis, I'll try to make it to lunch or something for sure. So.
Yeah, I understand. You got busy stuff going on. I understand.
But if you hit St. Louis, then yeah, tell me, and I mean maybe we can meet up somewhere cool, like down the Loop or something.
Sounds good. Well, maybe we'll try that. Miles, you definitely come at the Smidges?
Yeah, okay, I'll come.
All right. Well, let me expound upon that. Let's see. Miles will show up more than I will, but keep in mind that he will also lie a lot more than I will. So he'll say, "Yeah, I'll be there," and then he doesn't show up, and you're like, "What happened to you?" And he'll be like, "Oh yeah, you know, it didn't work out."
Well, I bet if you get there, Miles, I'll buy you lunch and pictures.
All right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, watch out with the free stuff. Yeah. He's gonna now. You know what that is? That's gonna roll. So he's gonna roll that into, you know, free dinner. I need some gas money.
Bob, don't ruin my.
You know, he's just like his father.
Oh, you know, he ruined my whole thing. You know,
you're like,
hey, don't.
It's not free to be me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're gonna bring Desiree.
And I think she's got a bad back. I don't know if she's able to handle a car ride. Like,
a bad back? What are you talking about?
She's got a bad back. She wore it out.
Yeah, probably.
She does. She has a bad back now.
I believe you.
You know?
I think she's got a bad back, yeah.
I guess it'd be her knees going first.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You got a bad back. There she does.
She doesn't listen to this, huh?
No, she doesn't listen to the show. I hope not.
Oh, yeah, you hope not, exactly.
I really hope not.
Did you guys hear Smidge's last episode with my acting? Did you hear? I heard yours, Bob.
I did hear it. I thought it was fantastic.
It did the famous voice that Miles always goofs on me about. That's how I talk. This is the Godfather voice.
Let's go to hell of beer or something. Like that?
Yeah, well, you did more of the Godfather than, I don't know what the hell that is, but.
What was that called? Brando the Kardashian.
Brando the Kardashian, yes.
Actually stuffed in my cheeks. I was really method acting.
I guess. Holy moly. I would never put nothing in my mouth to act. That was a setup.
Act like you like it.
Come on, Miles. Come on. That was a total setup.
Come on, I know you.
Every time we have a guest, Miles gets to be all Mr. Shy Guy or something.
No, it's just right about. I know about you and Brandon. You know, you guys had a thing going on.
That's true. Yeah.
Me and Miles talk. We talk all the time on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. But whenever every time we do, we record and we have somebody on, then he always gets to be all Mr. You know, I don't want to say anything. And
I do. What? I've been leading the conversation. I said, let's go to a strip bar. And I was like, yeah.
Hey, if you want to go on.
We get into some uncomfortable situations, and then it's like, okay, let's just move on to the next thing. And
I don't really want to talk about Miles getting aroused all the time. Come on.
Well, that's not a problem anymore, so don't worry.
Oh, really? You fixed?
Oh,
you
are fixed?
Yes, yeah, popsicle.
Since they cut those pegs off?
Yeah. Two popsicle sticks and some duct tape, and it works fine. It's fine now. So.
Yeah, I thought maybe the, like Manny, maybe you got some weight taken off of it, you know?
Well, that's all that stuff he had in that picture that they cut off, that doctor cut off all those.
Oh, God, I got to bring that to the get together.
Yeah, you should bring. You should take
Are you going to bring them?
I'm going to try it out and make a necklace for you.
Oh, that's disgusting.
A nubbins necklace, all right.
Yeah, I want to try it and make a nubbins necklace.
Nice.
You can.
I'll have to bring a gift. I'll have to bring a gift for you, Mom.
Yeah, well. A
bodily part or.
Evidently, you're going to do an upper deck or whatever it is.
I hope not.
That's gift enough.
Hey, let's give his dog some X-Lax.
Oh my gosh. No, because then you're going to be hurting his wife more than you're hurting him. He'll just he'll be all drunk and hungover, and she'll have to clean it all up. So.
I'm thinking he moves the family out for this whole thing anyway. He's like, why don't you guys go talk to your mom and dad? I'll stay here with these guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's going to send them away for the day?
I will bet he sends them away. He's like, oh, you guys, yeah. Probably. There's a plenty for shopping. Cool.
Either that or he doesn't let you in the house. You have to stay on the back patio.
Yeah, well, it could be like Bob's house, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Hey, here's my story for the week. You guys want to hear this?
You're allowed to go in one room in Bob's house, and that is it. I mean, you cannot go in any room. Yeah.
Well, I am very protective of my space, yes. And speaking to that, Miles.
Yeah.
So I've been working around the house, you know, getting things in, you know, shape as much as I can, yeah. And so I'm getting the high sign to hurry up here. I'm standing outside, or I'm putting up these like window treatments or whatever, like drapes or what have you. And my daughter's like, there's somebody in the driveway, which where I live right now, if there's somebody in the driveway, that's weird because there should be no one in the driveway because there's no one that lives around here. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay. So I go outside and this guy comes up and he's like, you like meat?
You had the meat guy come to your house?
It was weird because I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, oh, I got this meat for sale.
Yeah.
But he's in like a pickup.
Yeah.
Did he have like a truck with a frozen box on it?
No, he's in a pickup.
Oh.
And then he's like, my boss and me are out here and we got this pork rib or something. And he's saying some kind of bullshit. And I'm looking and his boss is like some haggy looking woman. I'm like, I don't think we want anything. Well, where do you get your meat at? And I go, we don't want any. Can you just go? It was the most bizarre thing. I've never had anybody come up to me and ask me if I wanted to buy meat in my driveway.
I've had it happen once,
Oh, really? Well,
happened to me a couple of weeks ago. The guy pulled up in a truck.
Yep.
And he said he was just finishing up his rounds and he had some extras.
Yeah.
And he was offering it to me for like half price. Or
Something like that. That must be a scam.
And he like opens up his box and he starts showing me all these different steaks and I don't have any place to put them. I don't have any place to put them. You can put them in your fridge. I finally just had to walk away from him.
I think they're dumpster diving or anything. I basically told the guy to kind of go, you know? I'm like, no way, get out of here.
Yeah.
I had to do the same thing. He just saw me driving down the street, and he just pulled his truck up and followed me.
That's bizarre.
I think it was called U.S. Meats, this guy. He had like an actual freezer box on the back.
This looked like a guy that hangs out in the Walmart parking lot or something. He asked me, but
that sounds spooky.
You know, he's not selling meat. He's stealing Sudafed or something. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe we should send him to Smidge's house so we could have some stuff for barbecue.
I would be afraid. I mean, this is no refrigeration. No, this is just a pickup.
Yeah.
It must have had some coolers, I guess. I don't know. I didn't even look at anything. So
that guy had like a real truck.
Oh, no real truck here.
Expanding his route from Chicago.
I'm like, hey, if my neighbors let his chickens out, I got all the meat I want running around in my driveway here, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, you probably have, do you have, like, farms around there where you could buy, like, today?
Oh, actually, I've done it. I bought chicken, I bought beef at freshly killed, you know. But
yeah, that's what
it's a little expensive, but every once in a while it's a good treat. But.
Yeah, my sister-in-law lives in the country in Maryland, and they do the same thing.
Yeah.
They have, like, freezers in the house. They keep them. So, why would you want to buy from a guy in a truck?
I know people that, raise it. I don't need to talk to this guy. Just call this farmer guy out in the country there. He'll hook you up with a bunch of chicken, so. Well, anyway, guys, I got to call it a night because my wife's telling me that I got to go do something, so.
Mm. All right, well, thanks for letting me in. Thanks for being patient with me trying to get this set up here.
No problem. And try that, what I told you with the settings, and keep me up to date on what you're doing, and we'll see how it goes.
Oh, I will. Like I said, once we get out there and see how things are running, we might. If it's only 4 hours, there's two of us, we might do it because we can both drive. We could take turns. That wouldn't be bad if we left at like 6 in the morning, we could be there by 10, 10:30.
Yeah, that would work out.
Maybe we'll do it.
All right. Anything else, Miles?
No, I just want to say thanks for Manny for coming on tonight. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Manny. So
thanks for being a fan. I was like, felt like a real jerk, like texting an answer to.
No big deal.
It's no big deal, Bob.
I was listening to you guys. I'm like, this is frustrating because I couldn't get it done. But now I know what to do. All right, so like I said, I will be in the area in less than 2 weeks. And anybody else that listens out there wants to meet up?
Yeah, be at Smidge's house.
On Facebook, send me a message. Is there anybody else that listens around that area? I don't know.
They'll be in, what's the name of the town? They'll be in Schaumburg at Smidge's house.
Yeah, I'm like, most of the time I'll be in Chicago, but we'll be in Wisconsin, and I will be in maybe St. Louis. So cool. If anybody wants to meet up with me, send me a Facebook message. Manny the mailman.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Bob. Thanks,
Manny
Bob.
Manny travels.
Thank you.